You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Five people died on a single stretch of beach on the south coast yesterday, Camber Sands in East Sussex. As the tide went out last night, two bodies were spotted. Earlier, three men were pulled from the water. Katie Bourne is the Police and Crime Commissioner for Sussex and is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Do you know what happened to these five people?
Well, firstly, my thoughts are with the families of those who've lost loved ones, and obviously the police are still identifying and finding them. What happened? Well, I'm a regular visitor to Camber Sands, and certainly when my children were growing up, we used to do regular beach holidays down there, and the family had a hut. It is a lovely piece of sand. There's more than 7 miles of it, but it does go out a long way, and people need to understand that although the sun's shining, and the sea is lovely to play in, there are dangers there that you need to know about. And my first reaction to this was there are riptides that happen at Camber Sands, and people don't understand a riptide. They think it's something that will suck you under the water, and it isn't. It's where a big piece of water is pushed onto the beach because there is a lot of sand there. It goes out a long way. The water has to get back into the sea, and it will form a river trying to force its way back. And in that river piece, it becomes very quick. So if you are a swimmer and inexperienced and you're in that, even in shallow water, and you're caught in that river bit, you can suddenly find yourself moving at tremendous speed away from the shore. And your natural reaction is to panic and swim to the shore, and you'll never swim against a riptide, and often that's what kills swimmers.
And if you are not familiar with the beach, what is there on the sand to alert you to that?
Well, the police and the local council work very hard on the beach. We literally get thousands of people who come to the beach, and it's a fabulous piece of sand. It's wonderful for riding horses and playing all sorts of games. The kite surfers love it in the water there because it's windy as well and so on. But we need to know that, you know, we are an island nation, and if we do swim in the sea, you know, we need to make sure that if we have young children and so on, that we are aware of the dangers of swimming in water. And when the police work down there, the biggest issue we normally have is lost children. So they have a fantastic system for marking children so families can find them and so on. I mean, this is incredibly tragic and sad.
But there are local people who have been worried about safety on the stretch of water, safety in the water. 3,600 people have signed a petition calling for there to be a lifeguard based there. Do you support that call?
Well, I definitely will be looking to meet with district councillors and emergency services after this event to see if there's more that we can do. Because clearly, you know, we've had these tragedies and a couple of earlier this season, which is unusual. So there's definitely, we need to be looking at this, and I can understand people's concerns. But on the same side, you know, I don't want to frighten people off from coming to what is a fantastic stretch of beach, a really fun environment to be in. But as with everything, be safe and make sure that you are aware before you go swimming in the sea, even if you are just paddling in the water, where you see a current suddenly ripples in the water, that is significant for a riptide. And we do, as members, you know, if we are going to go swimming, we do need to take a bit of responsibility and understand that ourselves. But it is a beautiful patch of sand and a beautiful part of the countryside to come to.
Katie Bourne, Police and Crime Commissioner for Sussex, thank you. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.